This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Hi, my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the creator of the Counterthink cartoon series. And today I'm going to take you through some of the ideas behind cartoon on raw milk. And this is, I think, going to be a fairly popular cartoon out there. And people have been asking, hey, they want to have an explanation of what's sort of behind these cartoons. So that's why I decided to shoot this video and show you. So let's just run through the cartoon here real quick. By the way, you can see all these cartoons on counterthink.com. And so here are the four panels for this one. All right, cow saying, can you believe the FDA doesn't want you to drink my raw milk? The U.S. government is trying to outlaw raw milk in order to protect the mass production dairy industry. In doing so, they're destroying your freedom to buy raw milk. Well, I have just one thing to say about that. Take that, you bureaucrats. The raw milk issue is a huge issue out there. You know, the state health authorities and federal health authorities are doing everything in their power to try to outlaw the selling of raw milk. Now, they say they're doing it for safety reasons, to protect you. Yeah, protect you from raw milk, cow's milk. But actually, what it's all about, of course, is to protect the dairy industry, which sells pasteurized, homogenized milk, which I believe, by the way, is very dangerous for your health. I think milk, the typical processed milk, causes heart disease and causes diabetes and promotes strokes and promotes even cancer and many other diseases. But mostly it promotes heart disease and atherosclerosis, or hardening of the arteries. It's just it's a really processed product. Homogenization is not natural. It alters the fat molecules of milk. And pasteurization kills and modifies much of what's good about raw milk in the first place. Now, I don't drink any milk, I should say, from cows. I drink coconut milk. I drink almond milk. And of course, when I was a baby, I drank breast milk, but I don't drink cow's milk. However, I support the right of people who want to consume raw cow's milk, and I believe that this comes down to the basic issue of consumer freedom, that we should have the freedom to buy milk from a cow living on a farm next door. It shouldn't be illegal. We shouldn't be raided by the police and the FDA or public health officials just because we're milking a cow and offering to sell that to a neighbor. But all over the country, that's what's going on. People are being criminalized for selling something that, frankly, this country was born out of. You know, 200 years ago, the colonists of what is now America could never have imagined that one day we would outlaw raw milk. Without raw milk, they would have died. I mean, this country was built on raw milk, you could say, in some way. The pioneers, of course, greatly depended on it to survive. And now they're trying to outlaw it. It doesn't make any sense. All right, second panel. Well, here we go. Yeah, the U.S. government's trying to outlaw raw milk in order to protect the mass production dairy industry. It's true. Mass-produced milk is really pretty gross. They use these automatic extraction devices that are attached to the cows, and they, because the cows, this is not a natural way to extract milk, they can form sores. And then they generate a lot of pus and blood, and pus and blood goes into the milk. And in every state in America, there is an allowable level of pus in milk that you buy at the store. Every gallon of milk can have a certain number of millions of pus cells in it and still meet state safety regulation. So hey, if you like to drink pus and blood and get your milk from cows that are being mistreated by the dairy industry, then sure, go ahead, drink that pasteurized, processed, homogenized milk that you find at the store. But if you want real milk, then of course you should buy it locally from farmers who have the cows right there, who are milking the cows themselves, who treat the cows better. You know, people who are your neighbors or who live nearby, buy local milk, buy raw milk. That's the only thing that really makes sense for a sustainable future. All right, third panel. They're destroying your freedom to buy raw milk. Well, I have just one thing to say about that. Well, okay, so let's talk about freedom. You know, this country was founded on freedom, principles of freedom, including freedom to eat what you want, freedom to buy what you want to eat. and freedom for a farmer to sell something that he or she produces. You know, if you grow peaches and you sell raw peaches to a neighbor, there's nothing wrong with that. Why is it illegal to sell raw milk? I mean, this is the plan, as crazy as it sounds. The plan is to sterilize your food, to destroy nutrients in your food supply, to destroy the medicinal benefits of your foods. Because you see, raw milk has a benefit. It's got living microorganisms in it, probiotics. Now that's what the FDA and the health authorities say might be a risk to your health. Oh, some people can't handle it. Gives them diarrhea or upset stomach. Well, hey, so does Taco Bell. But they don't outlaw Taco Bell. You know, I don't even know what's in that food. At least I know what's in raw milk. And I'm willing to take the risk as an adult, as an aware, cognizant, intelligent human being. I'm willing to risk drinking some raw milk because I don't think there's any problem with it. And if I have good health, if I have good probiotics, if I have good sunlight and vitamin D, if I have a good, healthy, functioning immune system, I can be exposed to all kinds of things, even E. coli, and it's not going to kill me. Why? Because I'm a healthy person, because I take responsibility for my health.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.